Business evaluation and information management. Incremental and ongoing evaluations, financial controls, business activity management, and information management. Monitoring the business. Introduction. Brokers must evaluate their business consistently to improve and progress toward achieving business goals. Business evaluation should be both incremental and ongoing. Incremental evaluation occurs at predetermined intervals, such as monthly. Ongoing evaluation takes place consistently throughout each week to help business owners monitor, assess, and analyze specific assets of their firms. Consistent evaluation will help entrepreneurs determine if their business model supports their growth plans. They must tweak the business model with a new strategy if the business strategy changes. Business audits should be conducted objectively and follow a standardized process. They can be conducted in-house or by hiring an outside party. Financial controls. Why are they necessary? Internal financial controls are the policies and procedures adopted by the business owners or managers to track, report, and manage the company's financial activities. These controls help to safeguard and protect the company's financial information and business operations. They should allow the company to recognize and avoid fraud and mismanagement, as well as protect the company's reputation. Controls are most valuable when they utilize a system of checks and balances to ensure that no one person controls all parts of a financial transaction. Financial controls are often preventative or detective. Preventative controls can include bullet assignment of duties. Who authorizes transactions, handles the accounting, and manages assets? Bullet authorization and verification. It is best to require supervisors to verify and validate activities and transactions before approving. Bullet access to equipment, cash, and other assets. The assets should be counted and documented regularly so the information becomes part of control records. Detective controls can include bullet performance reviews. Measure performance against budgets, forecasts, and other available data. Bullet reconciliation of financial records. Analyzing/comparing various company financial data to formulate a comprehensive overview of where things stand. Bullet audits, inventories, and other investigative activities. Actions that shine a light on irregularities or issues and help provide clarification on how they can be resolved. Business activity management. Management and owners should monitor businesses continuously. Business monitoring can also be referred to as business activity management, and this process can help brokerage owners recognize, define, and analyze critical risks and opportunities. When monitoring is comprehensive and consistent, business owners are empowered to circumvent many potential threats and optimize opportunities. Managers should monitor all aspects of the business, and information generated from business monitoring should be used to make business decisions and streamline processes, including maximizing operational effectiveness and efficiency, handling finances and financial reporting, and ensuring compliance with applicable laws, rules, and regulations. Controls must be established to meet these goals. The four basic types of controls are preventative, detective, corrective, and compensating. At a minimum, monitor production monthly, quarterly, and annually. Do this on a per-agent basis as well as for the company. Determine the ratio of the number of listings to the percentage of homes that sold. What is the average number of days on the market? How does that number compare with competitors in the market area? What was the list price-to-sales price ratio, and how do those numbers compare? Break down sales by dollar amount range to see if there are any significant differences. Monitor other revenue streams as well, such as property management. Managing information. Information management systems. The need to improve business efficiency compels businesses to increase efficiency in their information management systems. These systems allow companies to collect, store, organize, retain, and communicate information. The underlying business processes and practices that shape the need to gather, create, and use information are intrinsic to the information management system. These systems generally leverage technology to meet the demands of efficiency, compliance, and innovation. A critical success factor of information management systems is how well they integrate the broad needs of a business while accommodating the organizational structure. Information management encompasses records and document management and retention, digital asset management, web content management, data disposal, learning management systems, and other aspects of information. It also includes people, processes, technology, and content. One of the main goals of creating an effective information management plan is to derive value from information and communicate it to all intended parties. Another goal is to keep information secure while meeting business and compliance goals. Handling of information. Real estate brokers are responsible for developing policies for handling sensitive information. They must establish and implement protocols that meet federal, state, and local legal requirements, and create a data retention plan to communicate to staff and sales agents. The broker must maintain all sales agents' client files at the broker's office. They must notify staff and agents of policies for handling customers' sensitive personal and financial information, including timelines and processes for appropriate records destruction, such as a certified shredder. TREC rules require the brokerage to keep transaction records on file for at least 4 years from the date of closing, termination of the contract, or the end of a real estate transaction. According to the Commission, brokers must keep the following in a format that is readily available to the Commission: bullet disclosures, bullet work files, bullet contracts and related addenda, bullet property management contracts, bullet appraisals, broker price opinions, BPOs, and comparative market analyses, CMAs, bulleted commission agreements such as listing agreements, buyer representation agreements, or other written agreements relied on to claim compensation, bullet receipts and disbursements of compensation for services subject to the Act, bullet sponsorship agreements between the broker and sponsored sales agents.